I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We've got a rather large group. It's certainly good to be joined by Becky James Hatter, Sal Martinez, Sandy Rogers, John O'Leary from Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and Johnny Furr is also here, Vince Bennett, Lynn Tingis. A number of people are joining us today for this very important announcement. I certainly want to say that I appreciate the work that everybody that's here today does on behalf of Missouri's children. Today, I'm very pleased to announce an exciting new policy. As a result of the executive order I'll sign momentarily, state employees will have the ability to take time away from their official duties to engage in mentoring and tutoring activities. Missouri's state employees are hardworking, and the very nature of their employment demonstrate that these Missourians really do care about our state and public service, and they're committed to making the world around them a better place for future generations. I think all of us can agree that decent societies will ultimately be judged by how we treat the most vulnerable and those who need our help and assistance, particularly those that have been placed at a disadvantage. For instance, on any given day, there are an estimated 60,000-plus Missouri children who have a parent in a Missouri state prison or is on probation or parole. Imagine what life might be like for young Erica, who's a 7-year-old girl who lost her mom at a young age, and due to circumstances beyond her control, she'll not experience the influence of an adult woman in her life, and nobody is there to teach her to ride her bicycle or about the practical meaning of the seasons or the joy of springtime. A child's life is truly full of wonderful opportunities for learning, and in many cases, these opportunities are only experienced if a caring adult takes the time to be a mentor, to be a teacher, a coach, in the truest sense of those words. It's in the best interest of every Missourian for all of us to work together to find ways to advance the well-being and development of our young people. Fortunately, we can count on some wonderful service organizations like Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters offer a well-established means of providing the kind of adult influence that can help these children be successful. And they've been independently proven to generate significant improvements in the lives of the children and teens that they serve. As all of you know, one of the limiting factors for a volunteer organization is the number of volunteers that are able to work with them. And in many urban and suburban and rural communities across our state, the need for volunteers is indeed great. Some areas even report waiting lists where children and teens would like to have the influence of an adult mentor. Well, certainly I think state employees can be involved in filling this void and stepping up to help meet this challenge. Like many before them, they've accepted the challenge to dedicate themselves to an effort that is indeed greater than themselves, to a hope for better days, and the opportunity to play a role in bringing about that brighter future. Missouri's state workforce is a large body of people. They represent all areas of the state, and as a result of the executive order I'll sign in just a few moments, we will help to meet a need by giving 200 Missouri children the opportunity to experience the influence of a mentor. And the state employees who volunteer for this service will be eligible to take up to 40 hours per year away from their official duties to work with these children. I'm committed to ensuring that Missouri is at the forefront of efforts to improve the lives of children through innovative partnerships like the one we're launching today. We're one of only a handful of states that do anything like this. And I certainly appreciate Lieutenant Governor Kinder's willingness to take on the task of really making this work at the ground level. At this point, I'd like to ask Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder to say a few words as I sign the executive order. He'll have an introduction, and then I'll be happy to answer some questions. Peter?
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. This is the beginning of an exciting new philosophy in how our state helps children across Missouri. My thanks to Governor Blunt for his commitment and for believing enough in this idea, this initiative, to make the Missouri Mentor Initiative a reality. The numbers are staggering. 60,000 children are estimated to have a parent in one of our state's prisons. These children need more than money can provide. They need to know that they are loved and supported. The Missouri Mentor Initiative is a creative way to begin to address the needs of our children in a real and caring manner. I will be taking this program this summer to a meeting of the National Lieutenant Governors Association, and urging other states take a long, hard look at following the example being set here and adopting a version of the Missouri Mentor Initiative. This initiative is patterned after the AMACHI program, operated through Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I congratulate my friends in Big Brothers and Big Sisters for their foresight and their help and their hard work that they've done to get us to this point. And now it is my honor to introduce the Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri, a friend to so many of us and certainly an inspiration to me, Becky James Hatter.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for coming out. First, to the Big Brothers Big Sisters delegates from around the state, you look great in your Big Brothers and Big Sisters t-shirt, so thank you for being here. Thank you, Governor Blunt, so very much for taking the leadership. As he said earlier, there are a handful of states, and I'm proud to be in a state that really cares about its kids. And to Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, thank you so much for believing in this mission and taking it as far as the Lieutenant Governors Association. We're proud in Missouri that our leaders are standing up for our kids. And I am not going to introduce everyone behind me, but you need to know these are leaders across the state of Missouri, from St. Louis, Kansas City, Joplin, Springfield, Jefferson City, Columbia. All across the state have come together to help kids in our community. I also want to introduce someone very special that he will not be able to speak today, but certainly he will be available after this, is the ambassador of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, is John O'Leary. So John, if you could just raise your hand. He is an example of a caring adult in this community, in our state, that cares about children. And just a little bit about John O'Leary's background. When he was 9 years old, he decided he would experiment in his parents' garage by mixing fire with gasoline. And on that fateful morning, he was burned over 100% of his body, and 90-plus percent were third-degree burns. And what John O'Leary has taught us at Big Brothers and Big Sisters is that it's not exactly what happens to you in your life, but it's who are the people that are around you that help you get through these times. And John O'Leary credits his parents. He credits people that said prayers for him across the world. He credits his doctors, his nurses, his friends, his colleagues, the kids he grew up with, and helping him get through the tough times in life. And he is our ambassador today and forever, quite frankly, that reminds all of us. There are many of us that have really difficult decisions. We have tough lives, and we need to have at least one person in our life that when we're on our worst day, that there is somebody that will hold our hand, take us for a walk, and tell us that it will really be okay. And John O'Leary has experienced that, and now it's his job, as he sees it, to be the ambassador, to ask everyone to step up and care for the kids of Missouri. And so Big Brothers and Big Sisters is proud to be in a leadership role. We have over 100 years of service to this country. We have 90-plus years to the state of Missouri, and we are proud to be an organization that believes ourselves to be accountable first, to make a difference in the lives of children, to change their lives for the better and forever. And we are just so proud that the governor and the lieutenant governor have put their trust in our organization, and we look forward to hopefully working with all of you, maybe, that will volunteer at the end of the day to help kids in Missouri. So thank you very much, and thank you for coming, and thank all of you for being here today. Thank you.
Thank you.